One of the interesting things I've noticed in counseling is a strategy that people adopt that looks like it's going to work and doesn't. It ends up ruining their performance in life and also ruining their experience of life. And it involves investment and involvement. And here's what it looks like. A person notices that they have a high investment. They're dating. It's a common example is they're dating and they've gone out with four different men dating, and they notice that they've got this big anticipation of this next one working out and being Mr. Right. So they notice that they've got this big investment. And they know it's not a good thing. I think people inherently know that being highly attached to your desires and your objectives is not healthy. So the women know it's not the right thing to do. So what they do is they try to fix the situation by lowering their involvement. So they say, well, I won't put as much into this relationship. That way I won't be as disappointed if it doesn't work out. So what happens is it's investment that creates disappointment and expectations. That's the problem with high investment is your disappointments and expectations take on a life of their own and they attach to your sense of well-being or your future sense of well-being. So what people will do is they'll lower their involvement thinking, well, if I lower my involvement and it doesn't work out, well, then at least I won't be as disappointed and I won't have put as much into it and I won't feel like such a fool. So you will notice if you look around that there's a lot of people a little bit one foot out on the sidelines, ambivalent, holding back. Why? So they won't be disappointed, so they won't be hurt again, so that they won't feel like a fool. And I would say this is almost like a psychological illness. In the sense that there's so many people that use that strategy, they're afraid to put their whole heart and soul behind what they're doing because they feel that if they do that, they'll set themselves up for disappointment. Well, I don't know why this strategy makes sense, but it does. I know it does because I hear it so much. What you have to realize is that you cannot lower your investment by doing anything with your involvement. Your investment is a psychological phenomenon. It has to do with the thoughts you have about the link between your sense of well-being and the outcomes in your life. That's all it is. It's a mental link you've made. And nothing will undo that link except your thinking. You cannot get rid of that link unless you see it and realize the fallacy of it. So you have to handle the issue of investment inside your own head. Essentially what you're doing is you're saying, wait a minute, where does my happiness, my well-being, my self-esteem come from? Well, it comes from your own mental health. When people's mind is free and it's functioning right, they feel satisfied, they enjoy themselves, they have nice lives, they feel close to others, they have good self-esteem. If their mind isn't functioning right, and they're caught up in their negative thinking and their insecurity, they're not going to enjoy themselves. They're not going to be happy. So that your happiness comes from your own mind and how it's functioning. You see? And it only appears to come from outcomes.